One famous spiritual writer, I read this years ago. He wasn't very poetic, but in this one paragraph, he really waxed eloquent. He said, "You will discover as you go through life that some people are so attractive, you'll have to hold your heart with both your hands to keep it from going out to them. If you don't know, you'll find out. Hold on." Exclusive and undivided love, single for Christ. Totality, therefore, of the sacrifice of other loves to which we had a right, comma, right? And thirdly, quoting the Pope, of zeal, which irrevocably vows itself to the extension of his kingdom, which I paraphrase as totality of service. You see, sisters, I'm trying to have you memorize those three totalities. The third observation, still drawing on the Pope's very detailed exhortation, that when this witness of us religious is weakened, the Church universal suffers. It was not a coincidence that an ex-religious became the firebrand that set Europe on fire in the Reformation. I don't hesitate saying that a large part of the Church's woes today is due to the infidelity of religious. When we are not what we should be, the whole Church suffers. Given this fact, over the long haul of human history, today, the world which is becoming secularized to a degree unknown, I think, ever before, desperately needs our witness to the spiritual, to the supernatural, to the celestial. Please God, we shall not fail the world for which Christ, the first religious, died, and he made sure he was publicly seen as a witness on the cross of his love.
This tape was produced by Consortium Perfecta Caritatis. All rights are reserved.